This is Akashvani, the news read by Vaibhav Jyotsna Srivastav. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today announced several India-led initiatives towards institution and capacity building in the BIMSTEC. Participating in the 6th BIMSTEC Summit in Bangkok, the Prime Minister proposed a 21-point action plan covering different aspects of cooperation. The action plan focuses on strengthening business ties, harnessing the potential of the IT sector, and collaborating on disaster management, particularly in light of the recent earthquakes in Myanmar and Thailand. Highlighting BIMSTEC as a vital bridge between South Asia and Southeast Asia, Prime Minister underlined that the group had become an impactful platform for regional cooperation, coordination and progress. The Prime Minister announced a new program, Bodhi, for skilling the youth. Bodhi stands for BIMSTEC for Organized Development of Human Resource Infrastructure. Under this training, scholarships would be provided to professionals, students, researchers, diplomats and others. Mr. Modi offered his condolences on the loss of lives in the devastating earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand. Prime Minister also had a meeting with the King and Queen of Thailand at the Thussat Palace in Bangkok. During the meeting, they exchanged views on shared cultural heritage between India and Thailand and the ways to further strengthen the multifaceted ties between the two countries. After successfully concluding his Thailand visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reached Colombo on a 3-day visit to Sri Lanka. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a series of bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the BIMSTEC meeting in Thailand today. During his meeting with Chief Advisor of Bangladesh, Mohammed Yunus, the Prime Minister reiterated India's support for peace, stability, inclusivity and democracy in Bangladesh. Mr. Modi said in a social media post that India remains committed to a constructive and people-centric relationship with Bangladesh. Briefing media in Bangkok, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said Prime Minister expressed concerns relating to the safety and security of minorities in Bangladesh, including Hindus. During the meeting with his Nepalese counterpart, K.P. Sharma Oli, Prime Minister Modi said India attaches immense priority to relations with Nepal. Both leaders discussed different aspects of India-Nepal friendship. Earlier, Mr. Modi held bilateral talks with Myanmar's senior general, Ming Aung Hlaing. The Union Cabinet has approved 4 projects of the Ministry of Railways with a total cost of 18,658 crore rupees. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the projects cover 15 districts in 3 states, Maharashtra, Odisha and Chhattisgarh, and will increase existing network of the Indian Railways by about 1,247 kilometres. The minister said these multi-tracking proposals will ease operations and reduce congestion, providing the much-required infrastructural development on the busiest sections across railways. The Union Cabinet has also approved Vibrant Villages Programme 2 with 100% central funding with total outlay of 6,839 crore rupees. The programme would help in the comprehensive development of the villages located in the blocks abutting international land borders. Defence Research and Development Organisation DRDO and the Indian Army today conducted 4 successful flight tests of the Army version of the medium-range surface-to-air missile from the Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island off the coast of Odisha. The Defence Ministry said the missiles intercepted the aerial targets and destroyed them, registering direct hits. The budget session of Parliament concluded today with both the Houses adjourning sine die. The session had commenced on the 31st of January. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has described the budget session, which concluded today, as very productive.
In Lok Sabha, we had discussed on the demands for grants related to the Ministry of Railways, Jal Shakti, Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare. And in Rajya Sabha, we discussed the working of the Ministries of Education, Railways, Health and Family Welfare and Ministry of Home Affairs. So we had a very productive session.
India will launch a pioneering inter-ministerial scientific study to address zoonotic spillover risks at the human-wildlife-environment interface. In IPL T20 cricket, chasing a target of 204 runs set by Lucknow Super Giants, Mumbai Indians were 160 for 4 in 17 overs when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.